Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 216. A Glimpse into the Heart of Jesus. We get a most precious little glimpse into the heart of Jesus during the moments that he was arrested in the garden. His loyal disciple Peter has drawn his sword and slashed away wildly like we do sometimes when we try to defend the truth thoughtlessly, and he chopped off the ear of the high priest's slave. Ludicrous accomplishment, Peter. You thought you were protecting the king of the new kingdom, didn't you? You said so proudly that you will never deny him. This is a sorry performance to begin with. Well, Peter meant to do the right thing. Jesus patiently endured him, this time once again. He had often done foolish things. But Jesus now told him to stop fighting and let things happen. The Father, after all, was leading. Then our Lord uttered a brief soliloquy that tells us something profound. How then could the scriptures be fulfilled, that it must happen thus? In other words, Jesus didn't know what was going to happen except for what he had read in the Old Testament. Moments later he told his enemies, "I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and you did not seize me." But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Jesus held in his hands the same book you hold in your hands, and the same Holy Spirit who taught him the word is teaching you. Study. Jesus was the divine Son of God, but he had laid aside the prerogatives of divinity, not the divinity itself. That he might take upon himself our humanity and live life as we must live it, in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. He learned what he learned as we must learn, from his study of the written word. He risked everything on what that written word said. We are daily tested, will we also trust our all to it?